Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 10th and final chapter of Hilchos Nezirus. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss some miscellaneous halachos concerning the shaving of a nazir, which have not yet been discussed. Halacha Aleph. Ein adam megaleach deglachas achas va'ola lo l'nizro l'tzarato. A person is unable to shave one time of shaving off his hair and have it count for both his completion of his term of being a nazir, as well as for the completion of him being a mitzora. In addition, the shaving for tzaras, when it's only a case of uncertainty whether the individual was a mitzora, that will not be able to knock aside the prohibition of shaving during the term of being a nazir. Lefikach, mi shenazir shana achas, v'ya b'chol ha'shana zos, safek mitzora u'safek tamei meis, o shahaya ba b'safek mitzora u'besof ha'shana nitma b'safek, Harizem mona shiva yamim, umaza bashlishi, ushvi, the enu megaleach bashvi, the enu yachalish tos biyan alitame lemeis, ela achar arba shanim. Therefore, if somebody had taken upon himself a vow to be a nazir for 1 year, and during that entire year, it was unclear whether he was a mitzora. In addition, it was also unclear whether he had become impure through contact with a corpse, or during the year, it was unclear whether or not he was mitzora. At the end of the year, it was unclear whether he had become impure with contact with a corpse. In that case, he needs to count 7 days and to have the proper procedure of sprinkling of the ashes of the paraduma, which is done upon anybody who's become impure by contact with a corpse on the 3rd and 7th day. And he does not shave on the 7th day. And he's also not allowed to drink wine or to become impure with contact with a corpse until after 4 years have passed. However, after 2 years, he's already able to eat from the meat of karbanos. And the rationale for all of this is because he needs to shave 4 separate times. Teglachas tara, the teglachas tumah misafek, one is for the shaving for the completion of his term of being a nazir. One is for him potentially having become impure as a nazir. And the other two concern the mitzora in his regular process of shaving in order to get out of being a mitzora. Sherehu tzafei mitzora. Because after all, he has to do those additional ones because it's unclear whether he is a mitzora. He's not just a nazir. Halacha beis. Teglachas rishona megaleach osa achar shana rishona. The first shaving should be done after 1 year, and then in that shaving, he shaves off the hair on his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. And then he goes through the regular purification process of mitzora using a piece of wood from an erez tree, generally translated as a cedar tree, a small plant called an azov, which is also generally translated as a hyssop, and the two birds that are used just like, again, any other mitzora. Im eno tamei meis, v'lo mitzora. If he hadn't been impure, that was the true answer regarding his impurity with contact with the corpse, and also he was not really a mitzora, leaning in that direction of the uncertainty as well, then in that case, harit teglachas tara shel neziruso, then this would be the shaving of the completion of his term of being a nazir. If, however, he was actually a mitzora during that first year, so then this is the first shaving of the mitzora. And then he needs to wait another year at that stage, just as the vow to be a nazir had been. And then after that, he shaves the second shaving of the mitzora. Because he's unable to shave it again after 7 days, as a normal mitzora would have done, who first shaves when he leaves the initial state of being a mitzora, and then shaves again after the 7 days of purification. Why? Because Shema Einu Mitzora. Maybe he's not really a mitzora. Maybe he was actually impure as a nazir who had come into contact with a corpse. Then in this second year, he still has the full status of a nazir who's forbidden to shave. However, after he's done these two shavings for these 2 years, Shoma Taras Hatzaras, in that case, he's for sure completed being pure from the stage of a Mitzora, Umutr Lecho Bekachim, and therefore it's permitted for him to consume meat from a Karbanos. V'shoa Hashanah Shlishes, and then he has to wait a third year, V'achakach Megaleach Degelach Shlishes, and then he does a shaving a third time, Shema Mitzora V'adai Hai V'shan Rishona. Maybe he was actually a Mitzora in that first year. V'lo Hayatami Meis, but he was not impure with contact with a corpse. V'shan Rishona Lo Also Lo, V'nei Shei Yimei Chiluta, and the first year did not count towards his fulfillment of his Nazir term, because those were days in which he was confirmed as a Mitzora. V'shan Ashniya Lo Also Lo, V'nei Shei Yimei Sipuro Shem Mitzora, Shebein Teglachas Rishona Ushniya. And that second year also didn't count to fulfill the term of being a Nazir, because those were the days of his counting of a Mitzora that are between the first and the second haircut. And as we've already learned, those two cannot count to fulfill the term of being a Nazir. Lefikach tzarech lishos shana shlishis b'nei zirusa. Therefore, he needs to wait a third year as a Nazir. Megaleach teglachas shlishis b'nei zirusa. And then he shaves a third time for the purpose of having been a Nazir. Vehi teglachas tara. And that, on one hand, could potentially count as the shaving process done upon the completion of a successful term of Naziras. O shema tamei meis v'adai haya. Or no, maybe he had actually been impure through contact with a corpse. U'mitzora v'adai. And indeed, he had also had tzaras. V'ein teglachas achas olo nizirusa u'tzarato. And one act of shaving can count both for nizirus as well as for tzaras. V'nimtzeis teglachas rishona u'shnia teglachas tzaras. And then what would emerge is that the first and second shaving, respectively, were the two shavings of a mitzora. V'teglachas shlishes teglachas tuma. And now this third shaving is the one for having become impure as a nazir. And none of these 3 years can count towards the fulfillment of the term of being a Nazir, since that third shaving was all there while he still owed that shaving, having been made impure as a Nazir. And thus, it cannot count towards his successful term. Therefore, he has to wait a fourth year as a Nazir, and then he shaves a fourth time. And his hair in all of these shavings is potentially considered forbidden to benefit from, because the hair from a Nazir who had become a Mitzora is permitted to benefit from. But since we don't know for sure that he had become a Mitzora, so then it's uncertain whether this is forbidden. Halacha Gimel. Similarly, if he had taken upon himself 10 years of being a Nazir, Haiban Safik Mitzora, Vinolo Safik Toma Besofan, and during that span of time, it was unclear whether he had become a Mitzora, and also at the very end, it was unclear whether he had become impure through contact with a corpse, Harizet Eno Shosabi Yayin Ad Arbaim Shana. In that case, he's not able to drink wine until 40 years pass. Umegaleach Arba Teglachos Achas Besof Kol Eser Shanim. And he shaves 4 total shavings, one at the end of each 10-year increment. Teglachas Rishona, the fake Yimei Tzarato, the first one for the questionable status of having been a Mitzora. Shnei, the Safek Yimei Sipuro Shel Mitzora, second one for the questionable days of counting as a Mitzora. Shlishis, the Safek Tumaso, the third one for the potential of having been made impure with contact with the corpse as a Nazir. And the fourth one, Rabias Teglachas Tara. The last one would serve the purpose of ensuring that he had a full term of completing his Naziras. Halacha Dalet. Veketan mevi zeh karbanosav. Now how should a person in this scenario bring the karbanos? Im haya asher, kosev nechasav la'acher, shemitzora asher shehevi karbanani lo yatza. If he was wealthy, he should write over all his assets to somebody else, because a mitzora gives a different type of karban depending on his level of wealth. And if he's a wealthy mitzora who brings the karban of a more impoverished Mitzora, then he won't have fulfilled his obligation. So by writing over all his assets to others, then he's now qualified as a poor Mitzora, and thus he'll be able to bring the karbanos of a poor Mitzora. And then afterwards, he brings a sin offering, which is a bird, and a burnt offering, which is an animal, with the first, second, and third shavings. And each one of those sin offerings, which is a bird, it should not be eaten because it's ultimately doubtful whether it was necessary. Carbon nazir tahar, shu shalosh behemos kemosh b'yarnu. And in the final one, the fourth one, when he shaves then, he should bring the regular karbanos of a nazir who has completed his term of being a nazir, which are the three animals that the Rambam has already explained. Halacha hei, shalosh chatos ha'ov, shemivi b'shalosh ha'teglachos. The three bird sin offerings that he's bringing with the first three shavings. Chatos rishon al sabek tamaso, the first one serves the purpose of covering the doubt, considering whether or not he had become impure with contact with the corpse. Shnei l'safek tzarato, the second one serves for the purpose of the doubt involved with whether he was mitzora. Why? She'ena mitzora maybe karbano el achar teglacha shnia. Because the mitzora would either way only bring his karban after the second shaving. And thus, here, by the second shaving, we're able to start relating to his potential of having been a mitzora. V'chein chata shlishes l'safek tamaso. And the third sin offering which is brought is there for the doubt as to whether he had had contact with a corpse. Why? Because one act of shaving can count for both having been a nazir as well as a mitzora, as we've seen. And maybe he had indeed been a mitzora and indeed had become impure with contact with a corpse. And if that was the case, then the first and second shaving weren't for the nazir having been impure, but rather it was for the mitzora, as Ram has already explained. Teglachas shlishis, teglachas tuma. And it was the third one then that was serving the role of being brought on behalf of the nazir who had become impure. Lefikach tzarech lavi karban tuma b'shlishis. And therefore, he has to bring the karbanos which relate to the impurity in the third case as well. Halacha vav. Shalosh olos behema, shemevi imahin. The three animal offerings then he's bringing alongside these first three bird offerings, al rishona humas neva omer im tarani zume chovasi vim tamayani harihi nedava v'chein omer b'shnia u'shlishis. On each and every one of them, he should stipulate as follows: that if he was actually pure, so then this is the one which is fulfilling its obligation, and if he was impure, then this is just a voluntary offering that he's bringing. And again, he should do this for each and every one of the karbanos that he's bringing. Halacha zayin. Maybe carbon tara b'tglachas ravias. And in the fourth shaving, he brings the karbanos of a nazir who has successfully completed his term, as the Rambam has already explained, the three animals. V'omer umasnet, and he stipulates as follows: Im tameha yisi ola rishona nedava v'zuchova. If I had been impure through contact with a corpse, so the first offering I had brought should just be a voluntary offering, and this one should be my obligation. Im mochlat hayisi, and if in addition he had been for sure a mitzora, in that case, Rishona chovas mitzora, Bezu chovas naziras, Ushtaim emsaos nidava. And the first one should fulfill the obligation of the mitzora, this last one should fulfill the obligation of the nazir, and the two middle ones were voluntary. Vim tar mitomas mes haisi, umitzora. If, however, I had been totally pure with regards to the contact with the corpse, but I was indeed a mitzora, then in that case, Ola harishona chova, Vachin hashnia, Achas l'chovas mitzora, v'achas l'chovas naziras, u'shlishas ravias nedava, v'ashar karban taharasi. Then, the first one that I had brought should work towards having been a mitzora. The second one should work towards having completed being a nazir. Then the third and the fourth one should be simply a voluntary offering. But the other karbanos I'm bringing right now, the non-ola karbanos, those should be part of the fulfillment of his completion of a nazir's term. V'im tameh ha'isi umutzora, if I had been impure through contact with the corpse, and also I had indeed been a mitzora, ol rishona chovas tzaras, u'shnia u'shlishis nedava, v'zak karban teglachas tara. And if I had been impure as well as a mitzora, the first one should count towards being the fulfillment of the mitzora, the second and the third for extra voluntary offerings, and this last one should be for the purpose of completing my term of being a nazir. Indeed, as emerges from that which the Rambam had just said. Halacha ches. Avla asham va'ola enam akvin lo b'tiglachas tuma lo b'tzaraz. With regards to the guilt offering and the burnt offering, neither of these is going to prevent the either mitzora or the nazir from emerging from their state regarding one who had become impure as a nazir or regarding one who is a mitzora. Nimtas Omer, in whom it's or vadai, blown in with mace, hari tar vitsiparn, bechatasa of, hi chataso, vlotiachel, mneshu suffik, vlot behema shima, mi carbon tiglachas tara, kisha galea, ala behema. What emerges then is that if he was indeed a mitzora, but was not impure through contact with a corpse, in that case, he's been purified with the birds. And the sin offering, which was a bird, was indeed his sin offering. And it can't be eaten because it's unknown what its status is, and that's the rule with regards to a sin offering, which is a bird, that's unknown. And as for the burnt offering animal that had come along with it, that works towards the completion of his term of a Nazir's set of karbanos. In order so that way, he'll have shaved with the purpose of doing so along with this animal. And if he had been impure through contact with the corpse, so then the burnt offering would be a voluntary offering. If he was not a mitzora, and he had been impure through contact with the corpse, chatas ha'ov karban nazir, shenitma, va'olas behema nedava, va'rei hevi karban tara ba'achrona. Then, in that circumstance, the bird sin offering was indeed the karban of the nazir who had become impure. The burnt offering, which came along with it, was just voluntary. And now, at the end, he's brought the karbanos necessary for a nazir who's completed his terms. And if he had neither been impure through contact with the corpse, nor had he been a mitzora, in that case, olas behema shehevi b'tiglachas reishona, hi mikovas tiglachas, v'chantas ov ba'al safek, harilo ne'acheles. And in regards to this last scenario, where he was neither impure nor a mitzora, the burnt offering, which was an animal, which was brought initially, that works towards his obligation of having shaved. And as for the bird offering, which had come along with it, that was merely brought out of doubt. It wasn't eaten. And ultimately, he's completing the other obligations of a Nazir who was actually pure at the very end when he brings all those other karbanos. Wow. These halachos are complicated. Halacha tes. B'medra v'murim, when is this all true regarding these different shavings, that you're supposed to do these numerous shavings? Shuma galeach arba tiglachos, that he shaves these four times. Kishahaya katon o isha. That's specifically if we're dealing with a child or a woman. Avla ish ainu megaleach misafik. But a man is not supposed to shave at all in a case of uncertainty. Lo tiglachas tuma, lo tiglachas taras. Not the shaving of having become impure as a nazir, nor the shaving of the mitzora. Why not? Shema taharhu. V'nimtza makif pas rosho shlob makom mitzvah. Because maybe he was actually pure, and then he would be cutting off the sideburns and the parts of his beard, which are not allowed to be cut off, the negative prohibition, without any context of it being a positive command to do so. Lefikach, ena megaleach ela tiglachas tara bilvat. Therefore, he only shaves when he's shaving at the end for having for sure been purified. Shein arba tiglachos elu la'akiv ela netzvah. And ultimately, he didn't even worry, because these four shavings aren't something which is an absolute need, a real requirement. Rather, it's something which is the ideal, it's what he's supposed to do, but in his circumstance, where he runs the risk of violating a negative prohibition, he is not supposed to do so. Halacha Yud. Nazir shenistareya vadai v'nitma b'safek kitatuosa. Now, what do you do if you have a nazir who for sure had been a mitzora, but it's not certain whether or not he had come into contact with a corpse? Achar shiyitar, shiyitar mitzorato, maza v'shlishi v'shvi, megaleach teglachas tuma, kula, what he does is that after he's purified from having been a mitzora, so then they sprinkle on him the ashes of the paraduma on the third and seventh day, as is always done with regards to somebody who had been tummy mace, and then he shaves the shaving of a nazir who had become impure, and then begins to count his entire new term of being a nazir, because he lost out on the earlier days out of the uncertainty of maybe having become impure. And then at the end, he brings the karban of a nazir who's completed his term, and that's when he's able to drink wine. Now, once he brings the karban that purified him from being a mitzora, In that case, he's able to now eat karbanos. Halacha Yud Aleph. Din mavadai pay mitzor b'safik. Vitar misafik tzarato. If the case was the opposite, here it's certain that he had become impure through contact with the corpse, and it's uncertain whether or not he had been a mitzora, and now he's gotten out of that status of maybe having been a mitzora. In that case, Moni made his ruso shlema. He counts his full term of being a nazir. Then afterwards, he shaves the shaving related to the being a mitzora. Because the shaving, out of doubt for maybe having tzaras, is not going to knock aside the prohibition of shaving while one is a nazir. And then afterwards, he counts 7 days between the shaving, that's the first shaving of the Mitzorah, and the shaving, which is the second shaving of the Mitzorah. And then he shaves, and he brings his karbanos of being a Mitzorah, and then he, at that point, allowed to eat karbanos. Umaza b'shlishi b'shvi. And then he does the sprinkling upon him of the ashes of the paraduma, just like anybody else who was tami meis on the third and seventh day. V'achakach mona shiva achirim l'tumas meis. And then afterwards, he counts 7 days for being tami meis, for contact with in corpse. Megaleach tiglachas tama, and he shaves the shaving of one who had become impure. V'acharkav mona nizirusu kula. Then afterwards, he counts his entire term of nizirus. Halacha Yud Beis. V'chenim hayatamei mitzor bevada. And so too, if he was certainly impure through contact with a corpse, and also certainly a mitzora. La'achar shiyatar mitzorato. Once he completes his time as a mitzora, megaleach tiglachas tzoras harishona. Then he goes and he shaves for being a mitzora the first time, umaz b'shlishi b'shvi, and then he has the ashes of the paraduma sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day, megaleach rosho zikno b'shvi, then he shaves his head and his beard on the seventh day, v'tiglachas shniyat tzoltaraz, and that's the second shaving of having been a mitzora, umevi karbanosa b'shmini, then he brings his karbanos of a mitzora on the eighth day, v'ochel b'kachim, and at that point he's able to eat now from karbanos. V'sofer shiva, and then he counts 7 days, and he shaves the shaving for the nazir who had become impure. Then after that, he counts the full term of being a nazir who completed his term. And then at that point, he brings the karmanos of a nazir who completes his term and is allowed to drink wine. Now, why does he count those 7 days? What were those doing? That's because the 7 days of the counting in between one mitzora stage to the next stage of the mitzora, those are not able to also count for the 7 days which are necessary for somebody who had become impure through contact with a corpse. Halacha Yud Dal, final halacha in Per, final halacha in Hilchos Naziros. Ha'omer hareini nazir im esa kach v'kach, o im lo esa, v'kiyot b'zeh. Hariza Rasha, Naziris Kazu, Naziris Rishamhu. If somebody says, I'll be a Nazir if I do this, or I'll be a Nazir if I don't do this, that's a bad thing to do. Such an individual is considered wicked, and the type of Naziris he's taking upon himself is considered that which the wicked people do. Aval HaNoder LaHashem, Derech Kedusha, Hariza Na Umeshubach. However, if somebody takes upon himself this vow for the sake of Hashem, done in the correct, sanctified fashion, so then that's something which is very beautiful and praiseworthy. As we saw in earlier Prakim, the Rambam described that under certain circumstances, it would be appropriate for somebody to take the neder to be a nazir if he saw that his evil inclination was overpowering him in one way or the other. V'alzeh ne'emar, nazir elokav al rosho, kadosh hu la'Hashem. And it's about this when the pasuk says that the crown of Hashem is upon his head and that he is holy to Hashem. And it's about such an nazir, that's who the Navi was talking about when it compared him to being like a prophet, like a Navi. As the Pasuk says, and Hashem promises us, from your children, from your sons, I will raise up prophets, and from your young, choicest youth, then they will be nazir. You see, there's a comparison between having your children be Nevi'im, and having your children be Nazirim. And that concludes Hilchos Naziros. Have a wonderful day.